Matthew Manning, if you'd come up here, please. Regina Smith, Dr. O'Carey, and Dame Moore. If y'all would all come on up here at this time. Uchechi said, thank you for saying my dad. So we y'all come on up here. Y'all can sit down right here. Matthew, you're first, so you come on up here.
It's confession time.
We believe in confession of sin here. So we're going to let Matthew confess a few of Bethany's sins. The two shall become one flesh. Matthew, I want to give you a chance to make a personal invitation, everyone, to something special at your place tomorrow.
For the last, we don't really know, 10 or 12 years, we've been doing a 4th of July party at my parents' house. Everybody's invited. We want you to bring friends, family, neighbors to this party. We're going to have plenty of barbecue, plenty of things to eat, lots of swimming. You can swim in a pool, swim in the river. Watch crazy kids like Joe jump off the dock at 30 feet off, you know, the water. You know, and it's just a good time of fellowship and just a great day to celebrate our independence. And at dark, we'll have a decent fireworks show and just have a good time with each other. And please come. If you've never been, ask somebody that's been. They'll tell you to come. It's just a great time. We love to have y'all, and hopefully everybody in this building will be here tomorrow.
Bring some food.
Oh, yeah, bring food and drinks and, oh, yeah, chairs. If y'all have a chair you want to sit in, bring a chair. This past year we had a couple bad storms and we lost some chairs, so love to have y'all.
Good. It's 3 o'clock tomorrow, and if you need directions, we're going to make sure Matthew gives direction to John so we can get them on the website, okay? And it's.
We have some handouts, too.
Okay.
Yeah. The directions.
All right. They're on the back table. Thank you, Matt. Nice to have a party and invite everybody to your parents' house. Which is actually in Matthew's, kind of in his backyard. Kind of, sort of. All right, let's see. Let's get Dr. O'Carey on up here. Come on, Dr. O'Carey. This is the High Chief, Dr. Kennedy O'Carey. Tell everybody what we did on Friday.
We went on mission to McRae, Georgia, a little bit rural than Savannah, at least to start with. We were going to reach mainly the immigrant population around there, the Hispanic population.
Tell them what we did.
Well, when we were there, we set up we made a makeshift clinic, converted the church into a clinic to start with, and set up our pharmacy and areas to examine patients. So we started seeing patients that morning. There are some other people that joined us apart from our church members here that were involved in witnessing. We were able to see 60 people, more than we expected, based on the situation that cropped up yesterday, in which the law came into effect concerning illegal immigrants in the state of Georgia. And so we didn't expect to see that number, but thank God they were able to turn up to that number.
Regina, come on up. And yes, we did have that situation one time while we were there. Kennedy was trying to speak to the bilingual person, and I actually got involved in the translation. I heard Kennedy, and then I told her, and then she spoke it in Spanish. So it took four of us to get it done, because. I understood every word he said, but Regina.
I guess I'll share some of the story of how we got there. I have my parents in Christ, the Ortizes. He taught me high school Spanish, and they just adopted me, and after I became a Christian, answered my thousands of questions about the Bible and everything. And so I've known them for 36 years. And for the last 9 years, they have been going to McRae, Georgia, just and following God's leadership to try to reach the population there of the illegal or just the immigrants. And they have stuck with it in very difficult times when they were just faithful. And last year we were talking, and I said, I want to come up and visit while you were there. So right after camp, I drove up and looked at it, and I said, you know, we have this doctor in our congregation who does medical missions, and I wonder, I'll talk to him and we'll pray about maybe we can be involved. And obviously we were. And I just want to share from what I know is just all the doors that were opened there because we went to serve them and serve Christ. You know, people who were not receptive to the Ortizes are now talking to them. And they have a great relationship there. The people trust them. They would get on the van with them and go practically anywhere. And we just got to be a part of that. And I just want to say that I am just grateful that we went. And they are very grateful. Alice sent me a note and said, you know, I hope they know how much it was worth. And, you know, she said it just proved to me again that God was in charge, that though they passed a law, God had other plans, and God is bigger than that. And so we praise God for all he's doing. Please pray, because God will continue to work. There's a pastor there now, and he is reaching the population, and they're trying to start. They have one church started, and they're trying to start another church in another area. So please be in prayer.
Amen. The Ortizes were there the whole week before we got there. And each evening, they would go to a home, show a movie, share the gospel. They would eat together. They brought articles that the people needed were there. And they also had backyard Bible clubs. So we came in on the tail end of that because they left the next day. But it opened doors through medicine, through the hands and feet of Jesus. Most of the people that went had been at camp all week. And they got home from camp, you know, late Thursday afternoon, and then got up about 3 o'clock Friday morning to go to McRae. And it was just a wonderful thing. Our kiddos were there. They were wonderful with the kids, the adults. And, you know, watch these people walk in, you know, and they're kind of looking at you like, I don't know whether, is this a setup? You know, are we going to be arrested after we get there? We weren't involved in any of that. We were there to be the hands and feet of Jesus and share the gospel with what we did more than what we said. Now, what Regina didn't tell you, Regina's fluent in Spanish, and we've got several people in our congregation who speak Spanish, and God used every bit of it. Something as simple as taking a child's picture and then showing them on the screen of your camera to be able to use that. But thank you for your prayers, those of you who prayed for us. Now, Dane, come on up here. Y'all don't know Dane. This is Dane Moore. He's one of our pastors.
Thanks.
Also the director of our church camp. And I want you to give just a little capsule of camp for everybody. Okay.
Well, for those who were not able to be at our early service, we had summer camp Sunday through Thursday. Had about 69 kids go with us. About 5 of them prayed to receive Christ for the first time at camp. Praise God for that. Had a lot of God moments. A tremendous amount of God stories. I would strongly encourage you that if you do not have a camper in your family or household, to see one of them that are sitting around here this morning and ask them their stories from camp, because God blessed them mightily. You showing the pictures again behind me, John? I could tell. People were making funny faces again. So there are a lot of stories, but God did bless us in powerful, powerful ways, from sparing us from all the bad storms that came through, to our kids doing a great job and leading us in worship. The presence of God was thick up at Pioneer, the Savannah Baptist Assembly. God's favor was upon us. He watched over us. He took care of us. He healed. He moved. And we are very, very, very appreciative of that. Thank you for all your support through donations, prayers. We had ample food. We had ample toilet paper. And we are praising God for that. Okay? One last thing. Priscilla Westfield is back in the country. She is back. You may not have recognized her with her hairdo, but Priscilla is home.
Don't tell them what she does.
She is, am I allowed to tell them what you do? She is a military intelligence officer for the United States Army. But one of the things that you're getting out, I am going to tell them this. Okay, she's getting out in a month. This time in Afghanistan, normally when she goes over to Iraq or Afghanistan, she kind of sits in an office and does mission planning, intelligence, and so forth. But this time, it was the real deal. She flew missions with them. There are pictures. Do you have any Facebook pictures where you're carrying your rifle and stuff? She was in combat this time doing her job. And so I know she was appreciative of our prayers. Her family was appreciative of her prayers because she was up close and personal this time. But she does get out in a month. Thank God for that, huh?
There's one story. It's really funny. I'm sitting there talking to the Ortizes, and they're like, "Well, who's that? And who's that?" And they said, "Who's that?" And I looked up, and it was Dusty. And Dusty is loaded with cameras and all this stuff. And I said, "He's just the tourist." And it was just really cool. I mean, Dusty's our lead pastor. We know who Dusty is. And we appreciate Dusty. Dusty was there right in the mix of it, serving any way he could, moving around and being his silly, usual God-inspired man. But it was just funny because I said, he really is our lead pastor, I promise.
And thank you, Regina, for that. Bless your heart, as we like to say in the South. Would all of our veterans or family members of veterans please stand right now? Would all of you stand, please? Would you stand, please? Remain standing, please. Remain standing, please. Let's pray. Lord, for all of these people who themselves have served or have given family members to serve in the military in this country, and the freedom that rings out in our country and in literally nations of the world because of blood spilt in this country, on this soil, and much on foreign soil. I thank you for them, and I pray your blessing on them today. And Lord, for all those that are away from us, Lord, especially today, we lift up Tim DeSharm, wherever he is right now, Lord, we don't know where he is. I ask you, God, that you will protect them. May your covering be upon them today. And may your comfort be there for all those who have lost family members in these wars. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Very briefly today, I want to talk just a little bit about camp. I started going to camp. I went to my first camp 47 years ago this summer. It was a wonderful experience for me. Go away, be at camp, come back. And that became an annual summer thing for me. When I was 18 years old, I was on staff at a church here in town, and that summer our senior pastor asked me to direct the camps that they did out on the campus of main campus of Spanish Christian Schools, Camp Hope Crest is what. And so the whole summer, we had camp there. We'd have a week of camp, and then another group would come in on Monday. And there are some of those kids that they were with me the whole summer. Got to do that. Each of the churches, ended up being in a church in Fort Worth, Texas, that had a huge camp, and I thought, man, and I learned so much from them. They'd been doing it for the same camp at the same place for like 50 years, and wonderful experience there. Came back, the churches I pastored in Georgia, we've had camps, camp has become a great tradition for us. This was our 16th year of camp and for our church. And I praise the Lord for that. We really did see God come. It really was not just a mountaintop experience, an emotional high that you just come back from and go back to business as usual. Because if you haven't noticed yet, these aren't business as usual times, are they? And I believe this camp was a preparation for us, and in particular, preparation for our young people. Especially. A lot of the senior high, as large, Dane said, the largest senior high group we've ever had go to camp. Big group kids. The majority of them have literally grown up in camp. They know about it. They've been there. Don't check me out, okay? Don't check me out. Some of you are thinking, oh, this doesn't have anything to do with me. You are the reason I'm sharing this. Okay? Acts 4. You don't have to turn that. You just write it down, read it later. Verse 32, it says, "And the congregation of those who believed were of one heart and one soul." The congregation of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. I want to share just a couple of things with you of what camp has taught me about the church. Number one, most people think they understand it. But they don't. Most people think they understand camp. Some of you that are sitting here today, you've never really been to a camp like this. Maybe you had a bad experience at camp, or maybe you hadn't had that privilege before. But we think we understand based on what we hear, but we don't. But it's like that with the church, too. There's a lot of people think they understand the church, but they don't. They really don't have a grip on it. Let me tell you, if they really understood what was happening, if their parents who knew about what went on at that camp, there'd be a line from here, to the other side of the county, waiting to register their children and for them to volunteer to work in this camp. Number two, you got to participate in order to get it. Try to explain camp to people. Jason, he gave that testimony earlier today. He gave it again, gave it here. You come up for one day, one afternoon, one evening, and think you understand. No, you don't understand because you're not there. You're not really there in it. You're a drive-by. You see how that relates to the church? How many people in America today in the Western church, they're just a drive-by. They've come to think of the church as something you attend. It's not. It's the body. It's the living, breathing, hands and feet, messy body of Jesus on this earth. Number three. It's a big family with no age difference. Someone pointed out to me, in fact, on two different days, at separate times, separate people, pointed out to me that I was the oldest one at camp. Why you say, oh, I didn't feel old. I love it. I love every part of it. I bleed that. It comes out of me. It's something that I love. And what I love more than me having fun with the things I like to have fun with at camp, which are many, I love to see those kids and adults that volunteer and come enjoying themselves. That's why I take so many pictures. I go back and look at all those pictures and those videos and look at them. I mean, it just brings joy to me. But there's no age difference while we're there. Isn't that wonderful? But isn't that like the church, how it's supposed to be? You see, we don't pack our kids off to a camp 200 miles away, pay big bucks to do that, and then let them come back and try to. It's not to denigrate that, but you can't. That can't be a replacement for what has gone on this week. Because who was in the kitchen? Our people. Who was in the cabin with them? Our people. Who was there? It's like the church went to camp. That's right. Just like the church is supposed to be the body that goes to Savannah and Richmond Hill, Bryan County, Effingham County, Chatham County. Being the church. No age difference. Number four. Now, I asked the kids, I didn't do this personally, I asked Dane to ask them. The last day, I usually publish, excuse me, our team of editorial, our editorial board. Little slip there. For our Kemp News, usually publishes where we have all these pictures. Cram all the pictures you can put on 8.5 by 11. But instead, this year, we ask them to write what camp means to me. I cried over it. I was so happy to read those. And one of those was this number four. Camp is the presence of God. God being there. Let me just ask you this. Can you purchase that for a child or for an adult? Can you gin that up? The presence of God that a child is going to tell you? The presence of God. I was there in the presence of God. I was experiencing His presence. I mean, but isn't that what the body of Christ is supposed to be? Isn't that who we are? People walking in the presence of God. There may be all hell breaking loose around us and in our country and turmoil going on, but I'm telling you, for such a time as this, God has brought us to the kingdom to be the people of God, to share the God. Just like Friday, the new law went into effect, but we didn't not go to McRae. We didn't know if those people were going to stay. We're going to come in or not, or if there was going to be someone there to arrest them. That wasn't our call. Our call was to be the hands and feet of Jesus. Share the gospel. Number five. It's setting aside time for God. Let me ask you this question. Did you have to set aside the time to be at camp? Did you? Yes, sir. You had to block it out, all those who went there, to be all in, as they said earlier. How about with the church? To spend time with God? You got to block out some time to be in His presence. Spend time with Him. Number six. It's fun. Whoever told you that the church was a drag was a liar.
camp's fun. Just like church ought to be. Fun. That's a value that we have as a body of Christ. I had a guy years ago, he was dressing me down about that. You were laughing, you were doing it, and you were in church. I said, I am the church. So whether I'm in that building that you're wanting to call the church, which is not the church, this is not the church. Because the government can come in and take this away from us. They can tax it away from us. But they can't take the church away. Because we're the church. Who's the church?
We are.
Got to experience that camp. It's fun. It's fun watching Gary run his arm, his hand up Dane's back and making Dane sing. That's fun. It's fun seeing those pictures of those kids on that slip and slide and watching the Ducharme kids just cram cookies in their mouths. Over and much to the chagrin of their mother, and you see that one picture, it has an adult hand with a cookie there up to the child's mouth. That's fun. People bring people to camp. I don't think we've ever advertised camp. One tells another, it's viral. This is the nitty-gritty part. That's how it is with the body of Christ. Now you've been here. You've sucked up the blessing of God today. And don't tell me you haven't. Those of you who are here at 9:30, you experienced the blessing of those testimonies. You've heard these things. You're sucking up the blessings of God. You're sucking up His blessing every day. How many more people in your life need that blessing today? People who don't know Christ, who are away from Him, they first and foremost need Jesus. Today, not tomorrow, not next week, today they need. Why don't you have them here? Why don't you have them in your life group? Why don't you have them over to your home to share Jesus, to see the hands and feet of Jesus? Are you working on anybody? And how about all those people who have just kind of fallen by the wayside, who maybe used to be a part of a church and they've just fallen off? They got discouraged. What about them? People bring people. Finally, it's caught more than it's taught. I sat down here about a month ago with a friend of mine, and I tried to explain camp to him. You know that I'm a very verbose person. Brother Larry used to say, old Dusty, he'll go make friends with a fence post. He talked to anybody. That's right. I mean, that's how God made me. Walk into a place, I mean, strangers, I mean, I want to talk to them and find out. I'm interested in it. I mean, it's not a put on. I really want to meet them and talk to them. It's not intimidating to me. It's not. Who's in your life that God wants you to talk to? I was trying with my friend to explain to him and put into words what camp was. I couldn't do it. Because what I realized at the end of the day was, what I was trying to explain to him was the church. That's really what I was trying to explain. And my words were inadequate. It's just like when we're praising God through song, Thank God for these. But you know, half the songs we sing today, Gary wrote. Bless God for him. Bless God for him. But trying to put into words those praises to God such that you just run out of words sometime. And for those of you that God's given you that gift of glossolalia, that where you can speak there in your mind, you're not understanding what you're praying sometimes. But you know, the scripture does talk about groanings that can't be uttered. But you're trying to put it into words and you just can't, and sometimes you're just there. And you're just basking in His presence, and you know that you're communicating with Him, but you're really not speaking any words. you know it's there. That's that gift of His presence. He says, and lo, I am. How long? How long after that? Even to the end of the age. He's with you. That's what camp taught me about church. That's only chapter one. If you're here today and you need prayer, I want you to know you don't have to leave through those doors today and not have somebody pray over you, anoint you, someone come and to be for you to be prayed over. We're going to open the altar. We're going to open the altar for you to come today. And maybe you'd just like to come in thanksgiving or praise to God. But this is time. That's another thing at camp. It's just open for prayer. It's open for the power of God to move. That's a value that we have as a body of Christ. Lord, give you this time now. May we be obedient to you in all that we do. May this time, may we be obedient. We're trusting you. Holy Spirit, you'd come and you'd open, you would reveal. May there be revelation today for us. Some of us are seeking a word from you. Some of us have some powerful things that are on our hearts, Lord, that we need to hear from you about. Some of us have needs today, physical needs. Lord, you want to come and heal and touch and deliver today. I'm asking you that you'll do that today in Jesus' name. Some of us, Lord, have never trusted you as Lord and Savior of our lives. We're asking you, Lord, today, if you would come and save today. Jesus, Lord of our salvation, come today. The altar's open. As we continue with that hum of the Holy Spirit, that prayer that's going on right now, we thank the Lord for what He's doing already. We want to get those cards from you today if you have an offering to bring. The baskets are here and in the back. You can come and do that right now. If you would look this way. Priscilla, come on up here.
I just wanted to tell the congregation thank you very much for all your prayers and to continue praying for the soldiers that are overseas. Even though I was over there and we were working like 16, 17-hour shifts, 7 days a week, you know, through the darkness, I could feel God still there. Sorry. It's just so good to be home. And pray for the Afghan people. You know, soldiers going out there every day. You see children coming up to the soldiers, you know, begging for pens and water. And you see them barefoot, and it makes you think of the kids back home, you know, how good we actually have it here. And the women over there who are very oppressed, you know, pray for them. Pray for them as if they were your own family. because, you know, not every one of them is bad. So I just want to thank you guys so much, and I'm so happy to be home.
She asked us to pray, so let's pray right now. Lord, we do pray for these people, for their salvation. Lord, I know that the gospel is going forth in Afghanistan. And I pray, God, that you will move, that the Spirit of God would move sovereignly. I pray for signs and wonders that would be revealed. Lord, in particular, I pray for some of the imams, that you would come and touch them, that the power of God would come upon them, and they would lay down their Islam and receive the Christ, the Son of God. I ask you to do that. We pray for the soldiers. We pray your protection for them. I ask you to go before them. And please, Lord, today, we pray for President Obama and all the decisions that he makes. I pray, God, that he'll not listen to any other voice, but he'll listen to the voice of God in his life. In Jesus' name, amen. Look this way, if you will. Matthew, where are you? Did you really mean that any of us can come? That's not for just a secret code for a particular clique or part of the church or anything. All of us can come? There will be boiled crabs there. I don't know about peanuts, but... All right, but there will be boiled crabs. I've been assured of that, so that I'm in the tank now. I've got to go. So that's a real invitation, all of you. And please, please be safe in whatever you do tonight or tomorrow, okay? God bless you. We love you. Go in His grace.